Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean and the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with Life Support Outreach Church. And we just give God all the praise today, giving reverence to God who is the head, who is my life, to Apostle Deans and to everyone in their respective places. I just thank and pray another opportunity in our radio broadcast this evening. I just want to thank show tonight. I give God all the we're going to get ready. We're going to have a short devotion, a song, a scripture, and a prayer, and then we're going to get right into the Word of God.
Don't pass me by. I need to ever be taken off.
Hey man, I don't know what's wrong with this telephone. Okay, let's see. It's the kind of clowning. Yep. Do you all hear static? A lot of static.
No, it just keeps being unmuted.
But you hear the static?
No, I don't hear any static.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't hear any static.
Okay. Okay, well, it's me hearing the static. It's all right. Okay, we're going to be starting back in the book of Revelation. We in chapter 13, starting from verse, no, wait a minute, I just skipped everything. This phone got me going. Okay, let me read my scripture and then I'm going to pray. Y'all forgive me. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I pray. Praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth. He returned to his earth in that very day. His thoughts perish. Happy is he that have the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord, his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that there is in, which keepeth truth forever, which executed judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord opened the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises them that are bowed down. The Lord loved the righteousness. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and the widows. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. I have just read you from Psalms 146 in its entirety. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this evening humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you in the name of Jesus. Father, we confess it. We repent. We ask you to forgive us and cleanse us through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we ask you right now to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. If there is anything in there that should not be, Father, we ask you to remove it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind. We first of all come, Father, asking you to bind the strong man from our lives this evening. Bind up the strong man, Lord, from our radio broadcast this evening, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to bind them up, cast them out, command them to go, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come now asking you to open up our minds on tonight, open our hearts, Lord, that we'll be receptive to receive your word. Open up our mind, Lord. Don't let us put a limit on your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Then I ask you on tonight, Lord, to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of God, will increase and minister to us on tonight, Lord. I know nothing of myself, Lord, but you know everything, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to teach us, Lord, on tonight and minister to us. In Jesus' name, I ask it for your glory. Amen. 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 So we're in Revelation chapter 13, verses 1. We're going to start at chapter 13, verse 1. where we left out last week. Okay. I'm just going to read from the first 10 verses. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet was as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his feet and great authority. And I saw one of his heads wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose name are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. So right here, John saw a beast rise up out of the sea. In the ancient world, people often thought of the sea as a place where evil things belong. So this awful beast came from the place of evil things. People also use the sea as a description for the mass of people. This beast rises from among people to become greater than them. The beast is actually an evil man. The beast had 10 heads and 10 horns and 7 heads. Now the 10 horns are like those of the fourth beast in the book of Daniel chapter 7 verse 7. There the 10 horns mean 10 kings. The 10 kings the 10 kings raised out of the fourth kingdom. The 7 heads also mean kings, 7 kings. So you got the 10 kings and you got the 7 kings. And the 7 kings is in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 10. This means that the beast was such a great ruler that he controlled many other kings. Each horn has a crown, and each head has a name that insults God. So I want to go over that one more time. The beast had 10 horns and 7 heads. The 10 horns are like those of the fourth beast in the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 7. The 10 horns mean 10 kings. The 10 kings raised out of the fourth kingdom. The 7 heads also mean seven kings in book of Revelations, chapter 17, verse 10. This means that the beast was such a great ruler that he controlled many other kings. And each horn has a crown and each head has a name that insults God. That's where the blasphemy comes in. The beast was an agent of the dragon, Satan, to fight against God's people. This beast was the head of the fourth kingdom in the book of Daniel. That kingdom is the last great kingdom on earth before Christ come back to rule. Wait a minute, child. Wait just 1 second. And it's a lot of things we're going to have to go over another day, another time, when we go back over this, redo Revelations again, because a lot of things we need to remember, and it'll let us know where we are in the book of Revelation. Verse 2, Daniel saw four beasts. In chapter 7, the first one was like a lion with wings. The second one was like a bear with three bones in its mouth. The third one was like a leopard, but it had four heads and four wings. The fourth beast was terrible and strong, and it had iron teeth and many horns. And each of these beasts meant a kingdom that would fight against God's people. The beast that John saw was the ruler of that fourth kingdom. The beast that was that terrible and strong beast, the one John saw. This kingdom had all that was bad in the other three. It fought against God's people and it killed many of them. The beast set himself up as the ruler of the world. He opposed Christ and God's people. He opposed the people of God. He was against God, period. You know, he was Satan's answer to Christ. He was the man of sin, and he was called the Antichrist, and we know that. The dragon, Satan, gave his own power to this beast. The beast was a man whom Satan possessed. One of the beast's seven heads had an injury, but the beast did not die because of it. He lived and he became famous. He didn't die because he was hurt. The whole world went after the beast. He became the most powerful man on earth. The head seemed to mean king that the beast controlled. The injury should have caused the beast to die, and he did not die. And the beast's power astonished everyone. This was why people followed him. And most of the time, you could find some people, you could find some churches, let me just use that have a pastor that's teaching crazy stuff. And he'll have thousands and thousands and thousands of people following him. Like at one time, Creflo Dollar, I'm just going to call it out because I ain't scared of nobody. The Creflo Dollar was teaching that people didn't have to keep the Ten Commandments. And it ain't what not nobody told me. I heard him say this. And I'm like, What will you tell them? We got to keep them. Oh, you just have to keep the two. You better keep all them Ten Commandments and the two too. You better do as much as you can to keep. But he have all these people. He's teaching this stuff too. Why? Why would you tell a believer, a saint of God, not they don't have to do it? That's old. That's in the New Testament, the Ten Commandments. We have to live by them. We have to keep them. And the two. But he have all these people following him, and that's why the preachers and the ministers and apostles and bishops and prophets that God called and ordained, we better do right. We gotta do right. Because if we don't, we're gonna carry the heavier judgment, the heavier weight. I'm not saying we perfect. I'm not saying that. But we got to live like we're supposed to. We got, when I'm telling you, I'm striving to be as perfect as I can, as perfect as God will allow me to live, I'm trying to live. This is the time, because it's not long now. I'm just telling you. I mean, we're in the 6,000 years. We're in the 6,000, it's 7,000 years. I mean, we done tried everything else. We done done everything else. This is the time, and God is showing us. I mean, everybody talking about this virus and COVID-19 and all that, but this is not the end. I mean, when they find a vaccine or whatever they're looking for this, it's something else coming. This means that he's going to keep us on our knees. He's going to keep us in seeking him while he may be found, calling on his name while he's near. Because it's going to be a time that he was not going to answer, and we're going to have to know what to do. We're going to have the word hid in our heart, that we might not sin against him. We're going to have to know the word of God, because they're going to take our Bibles. We're not going to have anything. So what we going to do then if we don't know God? What we going to do? So this is why I'm saying we got to know this word. I don't want to read the, I don't want to study the book of Revelation, all this kind of that stuff old. You better know, because he didn't put it here for nothing. You got to know this. You got to live this. You need to know what you're coming to. We got to know what we walk into. We got to know this stuff. This beast ain't none but a man. And he coming from one of these nations, one of these 10 nations. This beast, throw everything. And we going to be up under him in his rule. Now, I don't know if it's Trump. I don't know who it is. And I don't care who wins, like I said the other day. I don't care who wins. All I know is God is still in control. God is in control. Man can't do nothing. God is still in control. Whatever he allow, he allow it. If he wants Trump to be the president, he going to be the president. If he don't, he won't. Believe that. But it's all in the will of God. It's his will, whatever happens. The head seems to mean kings that the beast controls. The injury should have caused this beast to die. But Satan gave this man power. See, we don't believe in all of that. But one day, you're gonna have to believe in it. I'm telling you, because it's real. It ain't nothing. Demons are real. Demons are real. Spirits are real. Believe that. And
you're going to have to, that's why you need to stay on your faith so God can, and the Holy Spirit can minister to you and let you know the things that you should know about Satan. Now, this he gave this beast power. He gave this man power. Because the injury this man had, he should have died. But he had the power from Satan. And this is why people follow him. Because he should have died. But the injury, but the power that Satan gave him, he didn't. In verse 4, it said, to the people of the earth, to God. He was so strong, nobody could fight against him. They worship him. They recognize that the power of this man came from the dragon, came from Satan. So they worship the dragon instead of God. So they just flipped and forgot that God got all power. Because God made the devil. Because nobody else was here to make him. Who else was here? God made everything. The earth and everything in it belongs to God. Everything. Don't fool yourself. That's why you have to go to God to get permission to do anything before he do it. And sometimes God allow it, and sometimes he don't. The beast spoke great things. This man spoke great things. And he insulted God. The beast did this with the authority of Satan. God allowed him to do this. But only for 42 months, which is 3.5 years. This is the same 3.5 years as in the previous verses in chapter 11. Verses 2 and 3 in chapter 12, verse 6. At the end of that time, the Lord Jesus will come. Jesus will bind Satan and the beast and the man. God allowed the beast to rule. God allowed this man to rule. The beast could only do what God permitted. God set the boundaries of his rule. Verse 6, the Apostle Paul wrote to the in Thessalonians, this man will oppose God. In fact, man will oppose everything that people call God. This man will oppose all that they worship. He will say that he is more powerful than any god. He will even sit in the temple of God. He will say that he is God. That's in 2 Thessalonians 2, chapter 2, verse 4. We have to, these things, this is why I say, this word of God is so important that we understand, that we in a good Bible teaching place where we can understand and open up our mind and our spirit. In our heart, that we'll be receptive on what the word of God says. Because if we don't receive it, Lord have mercy on us. We have to know this word. Be insulted to God and all who belong to God. The name of God means all that God is. Verse 7. The beast fought against God's people. He killed many of them. He seemed to achieve what he aimed to do. He defeated God's people on earth, but they will go into heaven to be with the Lord. Now, all these people that just died from this COVID-19, and I'm not saying it's this. I'm not saying that, but it really puts you in the mind of that, because when I tell you it's so many people that have died from this virus. So many people. So many people, and it's just awful. It's a beast. Whatever this virus is, it's a beast. Believe that. He had power over all the earth. The people of the earth accepted him as the leader of the world. but his power came from the dragon. And God allowed him to use that power for just a short period of time. Just a short time. In verse 8, the people of the whole world joined in worship of the beast. But those who trusted in God did not worship this beast. Those that trusted in God, they didn't worship the beast. God had written their names in the Lamb Book of Life. You can't. You see, God don't leave us. We leave God. We go see something new. We want to go and go right on and get it. We want to go, oh, I'm going to hear him, or I'm going to hear her. She did see that. He did see that. Even in prophecy, it's so many people. You talking about people running to pay money to get a word, a so-called word from God. You don't have to buy prophecy. You don't have to pay money to hear a word from God. The word of God don't belong to the prophet. It belongs to God. And the word ain't coming from the man. It's coming from God. So if the word comes from man, you don't need it. God speaks through the man. Whatever word and whatever prophet, you don't pay money for it. If they charge you money, they need delivery. What they telling me, put your Cash App at. I want a Cash App, God. I don't need y'all cash. I don't need y'all money. I want my reward from God. Oh, I can prophesy. God uses me to prophesy. I don't need your money. I want my reward from God. And that's what we got to get straight now. Putting up a Cash App sign for a word that don't belong to him, prostituting the word of God, something is wrong. Oh, you know, they have to be the don't tread out, don't whatever it is, the ox, the tread out the corn, whatever. Oh, yeah, God will take care of me. I don't want your money. I don't want nobody's money. God is my provider. And what God provides for me, he knows exactly what I need. And he'll give me some of what I want. Why would I want to go and oppress the people of God for money for a word that God gave me to give them, the messenger? You can't do that. That's not of God. And that's an insult right there, because you're saying in the name of God or in the name of Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord said this, and the Spirit of the Lord just lying. And you asking for money. That's why I hate to go on Facebook. It's so much stuff on there. And it's so many people got these dollar signs, Cash App signs up for people to pay them for the word of God. I can't do it. And I'm not putting a cash. I'm going to put one up to God for my reward in heaven. I don't need that money. So everybody join and worship this beast. But those who of us, or those who trusted in God, did not worship the beast. They didn't worship this man. God has written their names in the Lamb Book of Life, and God knows when we're doing wrong and when we're doing right. He knows that. The idea of the Book of Life is that God keeps a record of his people. God has a register of the names of those who trust in him. God sees the end of things before they start. Therefore, he knows who would trust in him. He recorded their names before he made the world. That's why I tell people, God knows everything. He knows. He knew why Eve did what she did. He already knew she was going to do that. If he already got our names in the Lamb Book of Life, who going to be in there? He already know the end from the beginning. The Book of Life belongs to the Lamb, Jesus. It is because of his death that eternal life is even possible. We can have eternal life only because of the Lord Jesus Christ, only because he died on the cross for us. That's the only way. Verse 9, it is important that God's people should listen. They will hear what would come. Then what the beast, the man would do would not surprise them. But we have to listen. He say, he that has an ear, let him hear. A lot of times we so busy doing all kind of things that we don't have time to listen. That's why sometimes God put us down on our back so he'll get a chance to talk to us. I remember the time with me, I would be so busy, and when I would go to bed at night, I would be so tired, he'll start showing me stuff. He'll start talking to me. And so I'm saying, well, I'm tired. I can't even. And he's saying, I want to be able to control your mind, but you're so busy. You got everything else on your mind. I can't control it. So if I wait until night when you're tired, I can get a chance to control what you're thinking and what you're seeing. I can show you what I want you to see and who I want you to pray for and who I want you to prophesy for too. But we so busy, and I'm talking to myself too. We so busy, everything else pops up on our mind. As soon as we start praying, other stuff start popping up, thinking about what you're going to cook tomorrow, all this kind of stuff. And you're supposed to have your mind on the Lord. We have to know that we have to be able to listen to God. We have to know how to listen. We have to know how to listen to God. We have to know the voice of God, because Satan has stepped right in there. He's nothing but an imitator. He's a liar and a cheat, a thief. Come to kill, steal, and destroy, and he'll try to imitate God's voice. You have to know the voice of God so you'll know who's talking to you. So the beast, we're going to go on to verse 11. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon, and he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them that which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. His wound was healed. Whatever injury he had should have killed him. But he got the powers from Satan, and he didn't die. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven out of the earth in the sight of men, and deceive them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. Because the word of God said, them that live by the sword will perish by the sword. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship. The image of the beast should be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, save he had that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that have understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of man, and his number is 666. The beast who came out of the earth was the false prophet. He had two horns like a lamb. He gave the impression that he was gentle like a lamb. When he spoke, he was like a dragon. He was clever with lies. He could easily persuade people to do what he wanted them to do. Easily. Jesus warned about false prophets. He said they seem as gentle as sheep when they come to you, but inside they behave like wild animals. That's in Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. The evil team of three was complete. The dragon, Satan, the beast, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. Christ was received his power from the Father. So Antichrist received his power from the dragon. The Holy Spirit is the agent on behalf of Christ. So the false prophet is the agent of the Antichrist. Verse 12, the dragon, Satan, gave power to the first beast, the Antichrist. The second beast, the false prophet, had power from the first. He does what the Antichrist desired, the false prophet. He was like a prophet who served his God. His purpose was to make all the people worship the Antichrist. The Antichrist had a bad injury and seemed to have died, but he lived again. But see, that's why you can't listen to every prophet that you hear on today that want to prophesy to you. They come up on this Facebook, can I prophesy? Are you called by God? Because believe me, Satan give them a power too. You hearing this. You seeing this in the word of God. Satan give his people power too. Great power, but not as powerful as God. So you don't want to be fooled by a false prophet telling you this, this, and that. This and this and that. You got to pray and ask God for keen discernment. You got to be able to discern when you standing in front of a false prophet, or you talking to one, or you looking at one. God, the Holy Spirit will let you know. I don't let everybody pray and prophesy to me. No, you cannot pray for me. No, you can't. And this come by experience. This, because people will pray against you. You think they praying for you, they praying against you. This come by experience for me. See, I know the tricks that they play. I know the things that they do. And the enemy uses them to do whatever he wants to do. And because they see what they call some miracles, which not they are not miracles, but they think they miracles. That's why God is all powerful. There's nothing too hard for God. He can lay Satan down in a bed of brimstone. God can do that. That's why we got to stay and trust in God. When I tell you, we got to trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. When I say trust, I mean don't lean to what you're thinking about. What this by experience only. Y'all know what I just went through. All in 1 week, I got 3 bad diagnoses on my health. And if I had not believed God, I would be somewhere crazy right now. All in 1 week, I'm going blind in 1 week. I had cancer, malignant tumors in 1 week. Then they said I needed defibrillator in 1 week. All this happened to me in 1 week. But if you trust in God, believe me, they want to say I couldn't even hardly pray good. I was praying, but not like I usually pray. Believe me, I had to call and get prayer. Because when the when you get three bad ones in 1 week, it makes you weak. You start thinking. You start saying all this kind of stuff. You got to be rooted and grounded in the word of God. If you not, you will be messed up. And I guess God just wanted to see how much I trust him. Because when they told me about my eyes, I didn't worry about it because I can see fine. But then when they sent me a letter talking about my tumors was malignant, I'm like, why come they didn't call me? Then they said I needed a defibrillator on my heart. I said, okay, God, what's going on? It will not. You better trust in God. So if you listen to the enemy, he'll have you injured, about to die, seeing if you can accept his power. You got to trust in God and not lean to your own understanding. And I'm telling you, that's why I thought I was going to preach about trusting in God Sunday. But he changed that to something else. But you better trust in God. That's all I got to say. We need to trust in the Lord. And I mean, put your trust in God. Because when it comes to time for them to, the mark of the beast, they're going to be doing all kind of stuff. I'm going to kill your kids if you don't take the mark. I'm going to do this. You won't eat nothing until you take the mark. You got to trust God. You better know how to go out here and eat some grass. You better do something. You better not take the mark. That's all I got to say. Because if you take the mark, you're going to end up in hell with Satan. I'm telling you. You cannot take the mark because the devil going to do everything he can to make you take the mark, except that mark. Your kids going to starve. You going to starve. You better trust in God. God ain't never left us or forsaken us. He ain't never. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or seen begging bread. He will never, ever, ever. So we got to know this. We got to know this word because we don't need to know this word. He's going to have room for a short time, 3.5 years, if you want to call that short. To God is short, because 1,000 years is one day to God. So 3.5 years is short time. And we got to be able to stand in them 3.5 years, because this is what the word of God says. This is what the word says. The false prophet did all kind of magic acts. He even made fire come down out of the sky. All the people could see the fire. These deeds caused people to believe that false prophet. He said they'll be able to fool the very elect. We got to show enough. No God. Verse 14, he used the powers that he had for the benefit of the Antichrist. He did many great deeds that astonished the people. They believed the lies of the false prophet. They believed him. I'm telling you. They believed him. We can't afford to believe the false prophet. We cannot. You got to have discernment enough to know who the false prophet is, that he is a false prophet. We can't do that. That's why I say you can't sit around here, I'm telling you, and not know the voice of God. You better find out the voice of God. If you don't know it, you need to find out. Those who trusted in God did not believe the false prophet. They knew that the false prophet's words were lies. The false prophet told the people to make an image of the Antichrist, and the people obeyed him. They made an image of the first beast. This was the beast that had a sword injury. He should have died, but he lived again. Verse 15, the false prophet was able, and that was the Antichrist, but the false prophet was able to make the image of the Antichrist to come alive. This was powerful magic. Now, they didn't build an image of the Antichrist, and the false prophet made it come to life. This was powerful magic, but the power came from Satan, and the image could even speak. It demanded that all people should worship it. It ordered the death of any person who refused to worship the beast. This is all part of the struggle between the Antichrist and Christ, between Satan and God. Verse 16 and 17. The false prophet made an order that all people must accept the mark. Each person must have the mark either on the right hand or on the front of his head. It did not matter who they were. Every person must have that mark. The mark was the name of Antichrist or the number of that name. Sometimes people use numbers instead of letters for names. The method was called geometra. We do not know how they calculated a name out of numbers. A number was equal to the name of the Antichrist. The number was the mark. Any people who did not have that mark could not trade. They couldn't get food. They couldn't not buy from the shops. They could not sell anything. Normal life would not be possible for them. The only people who refused to have the mark were those who trusted in God. They would rather die than to have the mark of the Antichrist. They remained loyal to Christ even if they had to die for it. The mark showed that the person trusted in the Antichrist rather than Christ. Verse 18, the number of the name of the person is 666. This seems to be a puzzle. The number has a meaning, and that meaning is the name of the beast. The beast means the man called Antichrist. An intelligent person should calculate what his real name is. He should work out the name from the number. Perhaps one day an intelligent person will be able to find the answer. We do not yet know who the Antichrist will be. In the first letter of John, we read this: you have heard of that the Antichrist is coming. Even now, many antichrists have come, and that's in 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. Before the antichrist come, there would be many antichrists. Some have already come at the time when John was writing. There have been many antichrists since then. Some are working in the world today. They are people who oppose Christ. They try to destroy all that Christians have done. They are the enemies of the church and of the Christians. The Antichrist have the same evil purpose as we will see in the Antichrist. They hate the Lord Jesus Christ. They hate all those who belong to him. So, you know, we got to get ready because there's a lot of Antichrists coming. It's just the ones that don't believe in the Lord, the ones that hate Christ. You know, the ones that they talk against him. The Lord Jesus Christ, blaspheme, and against Christ. So, we're gonna stay in this. We're in chapter 14 next, but we're gonna stay in it until we finish it, and maybe in 6 months We want to go back over this thing again because we need to know. We need to know what's coming. We need to know what's where we are in the book of Revelation. You know, we probably got another week, maybe even 2 weeks on this, but we need to know. We need to know what's going on. You know, in this place, in this place that Satan is running so rapidly loose, and so many people are focused on politics and all this kind of stuff. Believe me, I understand a lot of things, but it's just too much. It's too much. And God sees us. He's looking at us. We have no business every day, all day, looking at CNN and MSNBC and everything we can think about in this news about who the president going to be and all this other stuff. God is over every president, every king above king. God has all power and he has all control. I trust in God. And whatever he allows, just like he allowing Satan to rule for a short time, he going to take care of us. If you don't believe that, if you don't have faith enough to believe that, then it's impossible to please God. How you going to do that? How? I'm telling you, we got to do this. We got to have faith in God. We got to believe God. We got to trust God. Because if we don't, we fighting a downhill battle. It's nothing good going to come out of if you don't have trust in God. Oh, it used to be so scary to me, but the more I study, the more I love God, the more I understand. Trust me. Just like I said, what I went through in 1 week, if I didn't trust God, I don't know what would have happened. But like I said, oh, it weighed on my mind. I'm not going to lie. It weighed on my mind. But I know that God loves me. And I know that anything that concerns me concerns God. He let me know that. So we got to stay trusting in the Lord. And I'm not going to hold us. Today is my last day for a week. So I won't be on Thursday. But the next Thursday, I will be on. I'm going to go to St. Louis for my birthday, and I'll be there for my birthday. And then when I get back, I'm just going to rest for a couple of days. They put the heart monitor on me today. I have to wear it for 7 days and then give it back. Now, look, I trust God. I got this heart monitor on, but I'm still walking 4 and 5 miles every day. I trust God. If I didn't trust God, I wouldn't be able to walk 4 and 5 miles every day. So I trust God, and I know everything's going to be all right. I'm doing it for the glory of God, for the testimony that I'm going to make. So I'm not going to hold us. I just wanted to let you all know I will not be on this Thursday coming up until the next Thursday. I'll be on the next Thursday. So I just want to let you all know that. So we're going to get ready to close out. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace, just thanking you for this evening, for the word of God, Lord. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your word. We just thank you for opening up our understanding, Holy Spirit. We give you praise on tonight. We give you glory on tonight, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for everyone that's on our radio broadcast on tonight, Lord. We give you praise for each one of them. I ask you to cover each one in the shed blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around them to protect them, Lord, and protect their families, Lord. You know who they are, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, I ask you, Lord, to just give us peace. Give us peace. Give us peace. peace, Lord, and open up our understanding even the more of your word, Lord. We just thank you for your anointing tonight. In Jesus' name. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. Amen. And God bless you all. I just want you all to have a blessed day today and the whole weekend, because I'm intending to have a good time in St. Louis. So God bless you all. I love you, and we'll talk soon. If you need me, give me a call. God bless you. Have a good night.
Amen.
Good night.
Having these hands and multiplied, God, all that I am inside my heart, and the author.